Can your voice rat you out? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Does your voice contain clues to your character? Not your words, but your actual vocal vibrations. There was an article on TheVerge.com headlined, "Why Companies Want to Mine the Secrets in Your Voice," and it hinted that by analyzing, for example, the voices of people who apply for bank loans, and then by keeping track of who pays on time and who doesn't, an artificial intelligence program could predict which borrowers are more trustworthy based simply on their voices. So I asked Dr. Emily Bender about this. She works with this kind of technology at the University of Washington, and she has her doubts because she suspects this is not simply the objective decoding of vocal vibrations.
So I don't think there's anything directly in someone's voice that can do that. I think what's going on is it's picking up on things like someone's age is going to be apparent from the voice quality, and also someone's social background.
She's seen this in her own work.
We know from sociolinguistics that people who belong to different groups are going to speak differently, and so it could well be picking up on that and then reproducing patterns that we really don't want reproduced.
So it really just amplifies prejudice?
Exactly.
Now, I'm not a computer, but I definitely picked up something in Dr. Bender's voice. She thinks this kind of application is simply discrimination disguised as science, which has been tried before, and it never goes well. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.